6:18 a.m. in studio, our good friend, State Representative Susan Lynn. Okay, ready for the big question, Susan? Here it is.
I'm ready.
Will you be a candidate for the 5th Congressional District GOP primary?
I thought about it long and hard. I live in the district.
Unlike many others.
I have a little bit of name ID. I'm not sure that everybody knows who I am, but a little bit of name ID. But after thinking about it long and hard, I decided I am not a candidate.
We made news because you must be the only person. You must be the only person not running for the GOP nomination.
It's true.
There's like 22 people that are running for it.
22 people. I know. No, I never even seriously considered it. Michael, I mean, honestly, 60% of their time is spent fundraising up there. And, you know, they literally have to sit in a booth and fundraise. The travel time back and forth, the time away from your family. There's only so many hours in life and so many days in life. And I just don't want to spend my time doing that. It's just not. I'm so much more effective in the Tennessee General Assembly.
By the way, April 7th, the Williamson County Republican Party is holding a meet and greet in Lebanon, 5:30 to 6:30. I'll be there.
Oh, great.
I'll be moderating the event. But with 22 candidates, I think like 15 or so, 16 are Republicans. Mm-hmm. I think all the candidates will be able to do is say, hi, my name is, and I've lived in the district for.
Oh, they should start out with that one.
I think they should. Now, there are a number of bills in the Tennessee General Assembly that are of interest. You have a couple that you wanted to talk to us about today. You've got an ivermectin bill. Tell us about that.
Okay, so my ivermectin bill would make ivermectin available behind the counter at the pharmacy, so that if you have COVID, you can go up, you know, show your test result, you have COVID, you can get a blister pack of ivermectin with a consultation from the pharmacist. So the pharmacist will just ask your weight, look for other drug interactions. There's actually only two drugs that interact with ivermectin unfavorably, so you wouldn't want to take it with those drugs. And then you will be given your blister pack of ivermectin, and you can go home and take care of yourself. And you will also be given a sheet. And naturally, you want to be taking zinc with the ivermectin, because what it is the ivermectin drives the zinc into the cell. The zinc gets in the cell, and it kills the virus.
Now, where is this bill?
It'll be in full health
The full committee, I did get it
out of the subcommittee, and that very happy for the support. I think it was a unanimous vote, though it took a couple of weeks to get through the committee because there's a lot of bills in that committee, and it is ready for the floor in the Senate. If this passes, and with another round of COVID coming on, boy, would this be helpful.
Now,
so helpful.
Who's the Senate sponsor?
Senator Nicely, a medical doctor,
right, isn't he?
No.
He's a farmer. I was thinking Joey Hensley. Joey Hensley's a medical doctor. Yeah, he's a farmer. Sorry, Frank.
I could say, I didn't renew my license.
That's funny. Yes,
that's what he'd say.
State Senator Joey Hensley. Okay. Yeah, we just promoted him to someone. He's not.
I'll have to let him know.
He'll crack up at that one.
I'll let him know.
Yeah. Okay. So you have another bill, big tech.
Actually, this is not my bill. This is Representative Powers' bill, one of my favorite.
Oh, he was on the show the other day. Yeah, nice
guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's wonderful. He is the subcommittee chairman of the committee I'm on. It's Banking Subcommittee of Commerce. And what a great chairman. He runs the committee so well. So anyway, he has a bill on big tech. And it's really meant to protect Tennesseans' freedom of speech on social media. And we did pass it out of Commerce Committee on Tuesday, and it would prohibit a social media platform from intentionally banning a user for certain reasons, including political ideology, viewpoint discrimination, or personal animosity.
There's not much personal animosity out there these days, is there?
I think Facebook blocks my husband at this point due to personal animosity. Every time I turn around, he says, I'm in Facebook jail again. I'm like, honey, what do you do? He's like, I just posted an article from the Wall Street Journal.
That Wall Street Journal, boy, pretty
very
radical.
Controversial.
Very controversial.
Very controversial.
So that bill looks like it's going to pass, don't you think?
I do think it will pass. And I'm really happy to what it says is that social media will be a common carrier,
mm-hmm.
and they will be regulated by the Tennessee Public Utility Commission. If they're found to have wrongly banned a user, the commission could fine the social media company anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000. And, you know, what's been going on is just not right. I was talking to a group of people the other day. There was someone who wasn't sure that they liked the bill. And I said, well, what phone service do you have? Do you have Sprint, Verizon, you know, T-Mobile? Imagine if you're driving along and you express a political opinion. They say, oh, no, we're cutting you off. We're stopping this phone call mm-hmm. right now. We're not going to. And then if you tried to call anybody else, well, they just didn't hear their phone ring because they've shadow banned you. You can't call anybody else. So it's really akin to that.
Well, I think that's a good bill. I think it'll probably end up passing. Now, I have a big question mark about this basic education program refunding. It's complicated. It's a complicated formula. It's been around for 30 years. It's how the feds give about 10% of the federal government. About 10% of K-12 public education funding comes from the feds. About 50% comes from the state on average, and 40% from the locals. That varies by counties. Some counties, the wealthy counties pay more. The less wealthy counties pay less. Now, the governor has had this proposal to change the funding program. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that entails.
Mm-hmm.
Can you enlighten us a little bit on it, and where does the bill stand?
The way he's changing the funding formula is it used to go by county average,
mm-hmm.
and now it's going to go by each student. So whatever makes up, there are several parameters,
mm-hmm.
and if your student falls into any of those, and your student can fall into many of those parameters.
Certain categories of students get more money, is that right?
Exactly. And it's by the student, so not a district average. So really, districts are being provided money for what it really takes to educate a student.
So I think, let's take school district A, let's say in Wilson County, any of the counties. And it has, let's say, 1,000 students in that district.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're changing the formula, and those 1,000 students could fit into 3 or 4 different categories, each with different funding levels. So the money that goes to that school then is going to be based upon the formula for the students in that district. Do I have that right?
Yes, but for each individual student in that district. And there will be accountability. So if we're providing funding for a student who has a particular disability that is, you know, able to be serviced with services from the school.
But if that student...
Well, we're going to look to see, did that student have those services?
Got it. So, but if that student is in District A and wants to go to District B, does the money follow the student to District B, or are we not at that level yet in this bill?
Do you mean like if the student was enrolled in Wilson County and wanted to go to Davidson County?
Or... Let's say that as an example. Let's say they were in Wilson County and they wanted to go to Davidson County. Could they take the money to a Davidson County school under this bill? This is what I'm trying to figure out.
That's a good question. I will check that out. But I do know that we do a swap. So if there's a student in Wilson County wants to go to Davidson County, a student in Davidson County wants to go to Wilson County, they do work that out. The districts do work that out.
Really?
They do.
Will this be widespread? We got 1 minute left. Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see, because that's sort of the beginning, a little bit of the beginning of school choice.
Well, that's also actually already the law, so the district will work that out. That's already
very
the law.
Interesting.
They will work that out.
Well, we are delighted that you came in studio today, State Representative
For my
Susan
big announcement.
We're having a little bit of fun, folks.
That was fun.
All right. Hey, when do you go up to the Capitol? When do things begin up there today?
About 4 o'clock.
Well, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for coming in. When we come back, the original star panelist, Rob Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.